Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm conservative. Tribal war cry. So? Tribal war cry. Yeah, I'm Republican. So? Tribal war cry. Steve Harvey, he visited the tower. Ain't say nothing, no. Nope. Jesus visited the tower. Kanye said nothing. I'm a warrior, not from Golden State, no Kevin Durant. I'm not a cupcake. I ain't Muslim, but I stand with them, cause they under attack, cause of brown skin. You attack Muslims, refuse to be quiet, unlike Farrakhan. I won't stay silent, N-O-I silent nation. Christians won't speak against Trump's ban. Now that's real deep. Attack overseas and diss refugees, and in the U.S. you disrespect me. Diss Trump on the air. I marched in the street. I walked like a man. CIA watching. Trump talking reckless. 100 days in. Most of you rappers, what y'all saying? Your gang bang rhymes, but you hesitant to say your drive-by on a president. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Segregate my land. Wanna build a wall? I'll join Mexican. C4 make it fall. Attack my brown brothers. An act of war. Grab the clips. Molotovs in the car. Straight to Trump Towers. Building shaking. The black juggalo. Without the makeup. Land of the free, home of the brave. Attack my people, put you in a grave. Modern Nat Turner, birth of a nation. Shaka Zulu mind is what you're facing. Tribal war cry, tribal war cry. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. And it shouldn't blacks. It's sad to see more whites than blacks out there protesting. You see, you can fire the FBI.
True.
But Trump can't fire me.
Me?
No. God hired me.
True.
Yahweh.
Allah.
Allah. The creator. I wear that armor.
Proud.
No fear. BMA all day and night. Emax the image. Rider music.
Gangster.
Underground.
Durant Sean.
And why wouldn't I start out with that tribal war cry from the CMHA, Cleveland's most hated artist, CD? Hey, that was that fourth release from the Sheriff. That could be a fifth release. But first things first, welcome to the Labor Day edition of Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 8, Verse 34. For those sending in music, anything else, you can send it to emaxxradio@gmail.com. All one word, emaxxradio@gmail.com. That man, M period, A period, N period, is an abbreviation acronym for Music Activism News. You can, if you choose to. Facebook, Joseph Motley Jr., JR period, for music and links. Also, for those listening at Lake City Radio on blogtalkradio.com, feel free to dial in that number, 646-478-0944. You can also Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. Now, let me give you three quick disclaimers. Get them out of the way. Three of them. Disclaimer number one, you get info on the show, so have pen, pencil, laptop, desktop, paper, smartphone for any and all info that you hear. Now, disclaimer number two is if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Lake City. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. Hey, trust me, I'll listen for as long as I can. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk when I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. Can't talk, stay silent and go back on hold. Change your mind, call back or press one. Hey, I want to thank Cousins and Barkley, Scotty Barkley, my favorite cousin, used to be favorite cousin, Bonnie Barkley. Hey, great time that was spent with my family on this Labor Day. Let me give you all a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Now, we have an honorable mention. That's Wu-Tang Wednesdays. More on that in just a little while. Now, number 10, you can Facebook the Youth Health Wellness and Safety event. That's Saturday at Hollywood in the Hood, 11023 Superior Avenue, 11 a.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Number 9, you can Facebook Fresh Fest Cleveland 2019. That's noon to 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. That's at the Red All Farm at 8129 Otter Road in Otter Park, Cleveland, Ohio. Bismarck, Carlos Jones. Number 8, you can Facebook Speak Up Open Mic Poetry Slam. That's Friday, 7:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. CSU's Black Studies Department. Free food. It's free. 1899 Main Classroom Building Department. Number 137 Howard M. Mims Center. That's at East 22nd Street. You can enter from Chester Euclid. Number 7, you can Facebook Community Paint Workshop. That's Saturday, 2 to 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at the Spotlight Social Center. That's at Euclid and Taylor in East Cleveland. Woo! Number 6, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop, episode number 209, and other events. More on that just a little while. Number 5, you can Facebook EYEJ Noon Skating Kickback, which was at Zelma George yesterday, 7:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. It was an event. Put out for free by the EYEJ Impact 25 Youth Council. A lot of things are happening. Number 4, you can Facebook Squad Movie Premiere, which was the past Saturday at Atlas Cinema, Lakeshore, 216-440 People Collaboration on this. Number 3, moving up, you can Facebook the Jam Sessions featuring the Chosen Few Band. Host was Arrogant. That was last Friday at Chicaya Resto Bar. Cute how they put restaurant bar. Real slick. Number 2, it was a debut of the Emmett Till Awards 2nd Annual last Saturday, Genevieve Mitchell had it at the Huff Library, where Ivanka M. Hall, Angela Y. Davis, Laverne Jones Gore, Eleanor Dees, Deanna Moore Taylor were recipients. That was a major thing. And the biggest jump, what could I possibly be a number one? Oh, I know, the Labor Day Parade. So many people out there. Didn't matter if there were a few drops of rain or not. Big two-hour event. Congratulations to everybody who took a part in that. Now, I have people on the phone lines. Wow, I hope somebody's calling in who has some barbecue for me. Because I can't really eat none now because I had to do this radio program. So hopefully somebody on the phone line from that 216-400 or the 216-209 might actually have some barbecue for yours truly. Anyway, before I go to my first phone callers, let me at least tell people that if you want to, the next three radio shows, you can catch them on WERE 1490 AM or www.newstalkcleveland.com. That's Life Obstacles, which is Saturdays at 2 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. The Art McCoy Radio Show, which is Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Or MC Chill Talk, which is Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. You can also YouTube channels of Joseph Motley Jr. or Joseph P. Motley Jr. And since I'm here letting folks know about those little things, the webpage of blackonblackcleveland.com is always up and running. And then OPN Radio is Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. Before I do go to the phone line, I'm probably best suited because if I don't tell you, I'll forget about it. Hey, I'm not as young as I used to be, so I'm not even trying to pretend that I am. So I do need to let people know that if you choose to, even though it's under the Facebook event page of Black on Black Crime, Inc., Hip Hop Workshop, number 209, and other events. So the thing I guess I should let you know about that is that that is taking place this coming Saturday, September the 7th. you do need to know if you wish to check on it is that it is at Saturday, September 7th at 1899 Berkman Hall, formerly the main classroom building. That's at East 22nd. Now, you can enter from Chester Euclid Avenue, 145 to 6 p.m. The Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop, where you can be mean but keep it clean. Radio edits, rap, gospel, R&B, poetry, dance, live DJ, dollar rock tributes, as well as Ronnie B's Hip Hop Workshop news. He'll also have his own performance. You can also look forward to invited guests, Tina Hobson from I Am a Superwoman Radio. You know GMS Hood Famous DVD. Our guest this week will, of course, be, and this is the main thing, it is at large room number 136. And I should let people know that it's from 1:45 p.m. to 6 p.m. You will have a couple of guests such as Denaro. Denaro is definitely a hot artist, signed a brother to brother. He has a hot video and song out with Joe Lil III of the legendary Rude Boys. Might be bringing that video to show on the big screen. We'll also have Brother Michael Weatherspoon and the Greater Cleveland Immigrant Support Network and Don Bryant, plus some major giveaways. We also want to let people know that we'll have some tributes to artists who have passed. I do need to let people know also, if you want to check up on the Facebook page, because it goes together to a degree, the Speak Up Open Mic and Poetry is this coming Friday at 7:30 p.m. at 1899 Main Classroom Building in the Howard Mims Park room number 137. That is their Speak Up Open Mic and Poetry Slam with free food entry in. And then this coming Wednesday, you can head out to Red Lion Tattoo and Cuts at 4030 St. Clair, Wu-Tang Wednesday. Hulu, I believe it'll be the big showing of the Wu-Tang Clan story that begins. But starting at 7 p.m., it'll be like an open mic showing off from a brother, HJS. It's free to enter. Feel free to come inside and be a part of everything. So now I can go to the phone line because I know I don't give you all the information that's needed, but let's go to 216-400. Do you have some barbecue for your boy? How you doing?
Doing fine, Mr. Porter. I may be able to find you a little barbecue sandwich or something.
Yay!
I'm sure I can. But anyway, I was just calling to thank you and Danielle for coming to visit the family. And the most amazing thing about this, they're our cousins. They're cousins. And believe me, you have not met them all, because we got cousins all over. Even got a first cousin in Detroit, Michigan, which we'll be seeing in the future. We got them in Mississippi. We just got them all over. And some I haven't seen for 40 or more years. So anyway, thank you.
Wow.
And the lovely Danielle for coming. And Gracing, you know, hey, helping with the family and so forth. We appreciate it, and we always do have a good time with the family. And that's what was there today. All of those people that you saw, those were cousins. It's amazing.
Wow, no problem.
So anyway, we got a plenty more you haven't met. Believe me.
Thank you for telling me that.
Yes, yes. So you will be meeting. You all will be meeting them in the future. Because we may end up heading for Detroit. So there you go. Because that cousin is pastor of the church for many years. So,
All
over. So thanks again. And I'm looking forward to a wonderful Labor Day show.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And that was a great phone call that came in. Wait a minute. But the phone call that just came through, why didn't the cousins give me any barbecue? Now my feelings are hurt. But I'll tell you how I will not hurt my feelings. I will let people know that, from the way I'm looking at things, for those who want to stop somewhere before the hip-hop workshop, Convoy of Hope, Cleveland community event in partnership with Hope Over Heron. Now, let me tell you something. Shout out to, let me get rid of one thing and then I can give you something else. All right. My thing is this. I want to definitely say that the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meetings are Wednesdays at 7:15 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 15415 Kipling off of Ivanhoe, East 152nd St. Clair intersection at Euclid Avenue, 44110. Number 37 bus does pass by the East 152nd and St. Clair intersection. Number 28 passes by the Ivanhoe Euclid intersection. It's just a little bit of a longer walk. Now, the reason I'm telling you this is because last Wednesday, our political outreach person, and one of our ambassadors, Angela Y. Davis of Black on Black Crime, Inc., as well as Black Lives Cleveland, she brought in W. Monet Scott, endorsed Democrat for Cleveland Municipal Housing Court. It's on a Facebook Live. I might put that on the Band in the Street page by in the morning. But anyway, she started talking and explaining things, and she gave us this. It's going on in Maple Heights where, of course, the mayor of Maple Heights, Annette M. Blackwell, our show has to re-endorse that lady like we did a few years back. She's done her job. So anyway, Convoy of Hope Cleveland community event in partnership with Hope Over Heron. Free groceries, shoes, and more. No ID required. That's September 7th, 2019 at 10 a.m. at Stafford Park near Milkovich Middle School, 5440 Mayfield Avenue, Maple Heights, Ohio. Now, they will have groceries, hot lunch, nutrition education, health services, kids zone, children's shoes, family portraits, community services, veteran services, job and career services, addiction recovery services, haircuts, breast health services, prayer. That's at 216-694-0896. Or just show up at Stafford Park near Milkovich Middle School, 5440 Mayville Avenue, M-A-Y-V-I-L-L-E Avenue, Maple Heights, Ohio, 44137. I even heard from Sister Lauren on this one, too. She wanted to make sure, and I posted it up on my page. Before I go to the next phone caller, let me let some people know something as I get to it. You can check out on Facebook Alfred Porter Jr., period, with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. On Twitter, it's Alfred with a capital A, Porter with a capital P, JR1 on Twitter. You can Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc. Again, I did say you can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. You can check out on Facebook I'm a Superwoman Radio. And the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show is Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceofradio.com, where we will have an actual hip hop artist who's a doctor on. Man, don't play us cheap now. And before I do anything else, before I go to the phone lines, let's get something else out of the way, because if I don't, people will say, you don't give any real information. How about this? Precinct government class is September the 7th, 2019 to September 28th, 2019 from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. Number one, learn the role and responsibilities of a precinct committee person. Identify the six branches of precinct government empowerment. Learn the difference between vote hustling and informed, empowered communities. Learn the difference between ward leader and precinct committee person. That was four. Number five, learn that Cleveland City Council does not allow public participation at their weekly Monday night meetings. Empowering your community one precinct at a time. Leadership begins with empowered citizens of Cuyahoga County, Ohio. Four free sessions, Saturdays only. Location, Black on Black Crime, Inc. headquarters at 15415 Kipling Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44110. And that is facilitated by Ernest Harris. This is a collaboration with ICRM and Americans for Prosperity. Lunch will be provided. You can call 330-475-5260 or 216-835-9704 or 216-702-1207 or the last number, 216-804-7462. Don't y'all call that fourth number yet unless I'm off of the radio or I'm a clown, just for the sake of clowning. Now, there's something I need to do. Let's go to the 216-209 phone number. Maybe they got some Labor Day barbecue saved up for you. Boy, 216-209. How you doing?
I'm great, Brother Al. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Talk to me. How you doing, first of all, my brother?
Man. Oh, man. It's, I got my hands in so much stuff that's going on out here right now.
I can believe
Oh, my goodness. First and foremost, I want to thank the Creator for allowing me to even be able to come on your show and just to speak and, you know what I'm saying, be a part of this wonderful program. I have to say that first and foremost, because if you don't recognize God, then you don't recognize, you know, that's just how I roll. All right. First and foremost, I was with Donald Wallace over the weekend, and we were invited to help do a private event for the local 57 union for the steel workers. We help assist and put together this wonderful event. Man, it was really nice, you know. And people dressed up real nice and everything, and there was a live band, a DJ. Oh man, it's a video I'll come from that pretty soon too. And I'm right now in the current process of working on another video from Fresh West. That's almost done. Maybe a few more days that'll be finished. I'm in the lab right now as we speak, working on that. And then we got some other stuff on the way coming too. We got a video I just recently sent you. Any day now we'll be dropping that one as well. So, oh man,
nice.
Like I said, our hands is in so much work right at the moment, as I've been saying all this year long. Real soon you'll be seeing all the things that we're dropping out here, and we also got some more music coming before this year out too. So y'all stay tuned. I want to thank everybody for who have been listening, and God bless. And I just want to drop a jewel on the people real quick. While we at the peak of enjoying ourselves and eating, just remember one thing. Whenever a restaurant throws something on sale, it's because it's the cheapest part of whatever they're dealing with to sell you something. So, for instance, chicken is already the cheapest meat. So, if they're making so many chicken sandwiches, then that has to be the cheapest part of the meat that they're selling you. Please don't fall for the okie doke. Please. Oh, my goodness. I'm just seeing so much of it, and it's making the wrong people the money that we could be circulating in our community. If you pay attention, you see a Popeyes, not too far away, you see a funeral home. Now you just look and pay attention to that all across the city and scratch your head and put together the map. I'm John from Black Odyssey, for all those who don't know. If you want to catch some videos, just tune in to BLAQODESSY TV. And you can also follow Black Odyssey on every other major platform, Get Right Music, ThatPimps.com, and every other major platform, Black Odyssey. Thank you.
Thank you so much, man. I appreciate that, because now that I think about it, let's see, Papa's around here. There's a funeral home within about a mile and a half. What's the Green Road? Two funeral homes. Hold on. Let's see, you put the Popeyes on Euclid Superior's right next to a funeral home. Okay, before I do anything else, I would like to say this has been like some jewels that have been dropped like bombs. I'm going to get rid of a couple of announcements, because if I don't get rid of them, I never will. So that's just the way it is. So I want to let people know, definitely a big shout out to Oppressed People's Nations, Trish. Patricia, they induced the labor yesterday. So that's OPNs, the head queen from the women's division, giving birth to a princess. I also want to say you can Facebook Cleveland Protest. That's happening on September the 13th, 11 a.m., Cuyahoga County Justice Center, Lakeside Avenue. definitely the Lakeside Avenue Steps, Fathers Lives Matter is involved, fair treatment, reform, and reentry. Come show support for your incarcerated loved one and protest for the Parole Board for Fair Treatment. I want to throw out something because I was at the East Cleveland Democratic Ward Club meeting a couple of weeks ago, and Juanita Gowdy, who was endorsed for Ward 2's city council by Judge Una H.R. Keenan, who said, please join me by voting. Now, that's what the judge said. Please join me by voting Juanita Gowdy for Ward 2 council on November 5th, 2019. She's the future and will lead Ward 2 in the right direction. Now, really, I've only done a couple of different things for endorsement, but if you're going to endorse somebody, at least say what you like. Maybe disendorse them, what you might not like. But when it comes to Juanita Gowdy, voiceatradio.com, I think she has her Saturday night radio show. Strong member of the East Cleveland Democratic Ward Club, long-standing member of National Action Network. That's not everything. See, what I look at her about is she's done her written plays and done everything she could to star citizens of the community. I remember she put Man in the Street, Show Little, the Third in a play, other people. Now, she's been on the news recently with Joe Pakinakis for East Cleveland Water that was in their park, for those who might have seen the story, killing fish and turtles. Last week, she was alongside Justin Anderson. She's been out on other such problems in East Cleveland, including when the East Cleveland School Board was taken over. 137 shots, supervisors rally, and the protest at East Cleveland City Hall. The lead paint sleepover in June, from June 2nd to 3rd. Definitely a Man in the Street endorsed candidate because she's been everywhere and done a lot. I want to let people know so you can put it on your calendar for September 19th, 2019, from 5:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., the East Cleveland Citywide Organization presents the Citywide Candidates Forum Debate with Dr. Una H.R. Keenan, Dr. Patricia Blachowiak, Dr. Mary Rice, William Fambro, Stephanie Stedmeyer Walls, and Dr. Benani Brooks. It'll be September the 19th, 2019. Doors open at 5 p.m. It starts promptly at 5:30 p.m. Stephanie Tubbs Jones Health Center at 13944 Euclid Avenue in East Cleveland, Ohio 44112. The East Cleveland School Board Candidates Debate. Hosts will be the East Cleveland Democratic Party and the Cuyahoga Tribune podcast. So, boom, there you go. Now, in between everything, don't take anybody's word for it, including mine. Get out there and do your own research for candidates. That way, you'll know and you'll be able to at least argue or speak on, because you're not arguing. If somebody says, I don't like them, you can say, these are some of the reasons why I stand by it. And if they want to argue, shoot, you might think and say, you know something? If I argue with this person, it's going to be like look like two fools arguing. So I'll let that fool argue by themselves. Speaking of which, it's time for me to take a break. Hey, I'm praying for some barbecue to come through, but why not? Keep praying with Black Odyssey. Be right back.
Yeah. With every eye closed, head bowed, let's talk to you. No matter what, keep praying, yeah, keep dreaming. It's a new day, new rhyme to say to my little niggas on the block, hoping crime pay. To my niggas in them cells, waiting to pray, trying to find ways to pop the gate. Straight out my broken home, full of hate. To all the young ladies having babies on their own, please never say I can't. I know it's hard, you lost a good job, but never turn your back on God, keep the faith. I know it's pain, so I'ma start my days with the Our Father. Baby girl looked at me and said, why, look? Ain't no love in this city, plus they got us working for pennies. They wonder why these little niggas ain't afraid about dying. America's bullshit, I'm not buying. So for the food, I'm with the two screaming, gimme. Until the law, I'm just another dumb one. But through the storm, there's a brighter day coming. There's a brighter day coming. The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. So keep
having the fun. I'm from the place where these kids carry the guns. Take it to school, show it off. Little dude got it to keep the bullies off. Making life decisions at a young age. These judges want all black men in a cage. Dear God, help us with the strife. Niggas locked up, wishing they could reverse life. Situation is trite. You hear grown men getting raped at night. This is the life little nigga aiming for. Started out 13, kicking the door. Trading hoop dreams for hood dreams on a daily basis. Lil Chris, 19, facing two murder cases. With a baby on the way, waiting with the judge. Don't say, hey, let us pray for the young and wild, cause all they know is what's found.
A moment of silence. Yeah, set the plans of a man. Will come true for you if he praying. Yeah. So keep praying, yeah. Cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah. Cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah. Cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah. If we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah. So keep praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah. Keep praying, yeah. Cause we praying, yeah. Keep praying, and keep praying, no matter what, love you, just keep praying, yeah. No matter what.
All right, now, here's something that's coming up. It's the Bidwist Tournament that's happening at Black on Black Crime, Inc., the annual fundraiser for 2019. The first Bidwist jackpot is $200 cash. That's October the 11th, 2019, Friday, from 8 p.m. until at the Black on Black Crime, Inc. headquarters at 15415 Kipling Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44110. 40 teams participation. $10 discount if registered at least 5 days before the tournament. The registration starts at 7 p.m. The deadline is 8:15 p.m. Team must be seated. Now, here's the thing about it. The registration fee is $35 per team, but the early bird registration is $25. Rules, it's a three-game elimination. First team makes 7 bid, wins game. There will also be food sponsored and hosted by First Ladies Dynasty SC. Contact numbers are 216-702-1207, 216-990-0679, 216-253-4070, 216-392-5778, or that last number of 216-804-7462. You call that last number before this program ends, you will definitely get a clowning shout out on this program. And now, every Wednesday, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meetings are from 7 to 9 p.m. Please come support or donate to an organization that's always been there for victims of injustice in Cuyahoga, Ohio. There'll be raffle tickets there, fun, food, and great conversation. I've got to see if I can get my, if I want to win, I got to go out there and get me a card player from someplace like EC. Got to see if ECD will be my partner that night in the Bidwist tournament. Got to try to make some ends. Now, since I mentioned BBCI, let's just let people know. I've already told you about those meetings that happen on Wednesdays. This coming Wednesday is a special meeting. Hey, the vice president has kicked Al Porter, the president, to the curb. So she'll be running that special meeting. I don't know what might happen, but I know it's going to be big. That's this coming Wednesday at 7:15 p.m., might come back and there's a coup with a sign on the door saying, keep going, man, in the streets. Community Ministries Sunday Church is every Sunday at 10 a.m. The Youth and Family Marriage Counseling by appointment with Pastor Ernest Ayers, 216-835-9704. Survivors, Victims of Tragedy, Grief Support, Judy Martin at 216-990-0679. Funerals and or repast under 100 people. Inquire with 216-280-3580, 216-253-4070, 216-804-7462. If that last number, don't call that number until that radio show ends. Now, tonight around 10-ish. Now, floral arrangements by Maddie B's Flowers are 216-334-9820 or 216-761-4895. Now, since I'm talking about things that are coming up, hip-hop workshop, I will have this. Maybe red line tattoos, I'll have that. Next Wednesdays, I will have what I'm about to read to you. You can sign. We have at least 44 more signatures left to end the arbitrator's bias in favor of police due to persistent arbitrator's bias in favor of police in their deciding the outcome of those officers' treatment of citizens slash the public. We, the underlined, advocate that state-supported local contracts no longer allow arbitrators to have exclusive authority to make the decision when those officers kill unarmed human beings. Committee for Social Justice. Signatures on this petition? Definitely. And I do have those petitions, man, on the street. We'll be carrying those around. I'm just having a good time getting past the announcements just because I can. Please join us for the 50-year anniversary celebration for students, faculty, and staff, Greater Cleveland community, and alumni. The 50-year anniversary celebration of the CSU Black Studies program, which will be October the 12th, 2019, at 6 p.m. at the Student Center Ballroom. And last but not least, I believe this coming Saturday at noon, for those who want to stop by, get a meal or something before they head to the hip-hop workshop, East 93rd Street, it's the block party that's going on. You'll hear the music. Almost close to, if I'm not mistaken, East 93rd, right off of Kinsman, going past one block past that formerly Kinsman Square Party Center and now Annie P's Kitchen, right past that. You go off from Kinsman, Kinsman Square, one block, you'll hear the music. They have food, music, rides, all that good stuff. So Sister Myra is doing that, always does a great job every year. Now, I could get to some subjects, but why do that when everybody knows what's already happened in our area or region? Yep, it's football time. With that being said, it's time to throw on from none other than GMS, Hood Famous Entertainment, brother by the name of Suave Gotti, Kimra, Dog Nation.
Welcome, out-of-town fans and NFL teams to our fine city of Cleveland. My name's Sputnik, and I'll be your host for today's professional butt-whooping. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation! Dog Nation! Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation! Dog Nation! Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Let us welcome everybody to the Cleveland Brown Show. Dog Pound and Suave Gotti, the sweetest combo. Eating Blackbird Ravens while riding a Bronco. And a Charger to us ain't nothing but a 9-volt. See the Cleveland force like Obi-Wan Kenobi, Trayvon Coley, Larry Ogunjobi. Our defenders are fat boys screaming in jail. Exhale, inhale, equalizer Denzel. Ward on the set, Jason Treader is a threat. Chris Hubbard and Danny Vitale, put him in check. Antonio Callaway receiving the wide. David Nofu about to slide. Carlos Hyde with my Cleveland crew. We got cages for you Bengals and you Panthers and your Lions. It's the Cleveland Zoo. Just meet us on the field. We don't talk, we ball. And your balls ain't long enough to walk with dogs.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
A red, brown, and orange, and white stripes. The Seed Town Light, getting the Cleveland crowd hype. I'm Bernie, I'm Brian Sykes. Get the gurney after the hype. Hut one, hut two, busting through any line. It's the Cleveland crunch crew. Can ride the Cleveland connoisseur of the art of war. And I run with carnivores that can show you how to score. Anytime, any place, anywhere, in your face. We the dogs of the state, and we came to penetrate any front line. It's crunch time, better get the game tight. We go flame like we dogs off the chain, right? You know it, yeah. And I got a poet flow. See you in Mars, Cleveland Browns. We came to overthrow. Moving like a locomotive through the county. Cuyahoga, where my brownie. Bust that dog like, where the pounds be. East, see the west side, they surround me.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Jackson of the city, Swab Gotti is the coach. No more ties, my guys, we want obvious results. The Steelers get stole on, Chiefs better hold on to they feathers, cause we about to get our roll on. Sean Coleman on, so sobered on. Jarvis Landry holding his own, going long. Put it live on your iPhone, a message to you Eagles and you Jets and you Falcons, it's a no-fly zone. Tyrod Taylor, Joe Batonio, Terrence Mitchell. That's my homie, though. Kevin Zettler is a hot stepper with real weapons like Amarius Randall and Jabril Peppers. What we do to you Saints and you Giants and you Texans, hit you in the midsection, snatch an interception. We the greatest on the field. All you Raiders and you Bills and you Buccaneer fans, we gon' take it to your grill. Baker Mayfield in the sky like Berkeley. Surround him with dogs like Collins and Kirksey. It's a team full of mutants from my synopsis and my man Miles Garrett. That's Colossus. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Yeah. Shout out to Big Dog Exec. Big Dog Exec, like Hard Times, GMS, Boomin' Entertainment, Joe Boom, and Studio 53.
And of all the names called, I also had the guitar, actual guitar work by the legendary Daz Band's Michael Calhoun. So, with that being said, I guess I would be, you know, remiss if, for those people who keep the score and saying that he don't let people know about anything that's going on, I should let people know that coming up, I will say by September the 30th, which is a Monday, the protest in Cleveland, that's how it appears on Facebook. It's right to the point. Protest in Cleveland at sentencing a former county jail ward. That's it in a nutshell. It's basically saying what it is, and the protest will go on this date, even if the sentencing hearing for the former Cuyahoga County ward is delayed. This is just one of the many issues. Cleveland area activists to protest at the sentencing of the former Cuyahoga County Jail Ward at 9:30 a.m. on September 30th, 2019 at the Justice Center in downtown Cleveland, Lakeside Steps, sentencing of which is at 10:30 a.m. before Common Pleas Judge Dancy First in Courtroom 15B, and of which we shall attend in spite of a felony indictment of former jail ward Eric Ivey, who was demoted to associate ward. This judge let him off with a misdemeanor plea deal instead of a felony, though nine inmates died under his leadership in roughly under a year. U.S. Marshals issued findings of inhumane and unconstitutional jail conditions. Some nine people have been indicted, and the FBI is swarming the jail. No justice, no peace. Also, Judge Joe Russo is holding inmates in the overcrowded jail for years rather than taking them to trial. So this is happening at the events, which is protest in Cleveland at sentencing a former jail ward. Hey, that's straight to the point. That's all I can say on that one. It's straight to the point. Come on, people. It is. I would like to also thank everybody who tuned into Blog Talk to listen and voice their comments, questions, and concerns. My thing is, as I look at certain things, to me, it's when you hear of certain things and people start saying things like, I have to add in for that 20-foot step ladder for this soapbox, Barbara Bush. Now, people, I was very, very interested in what Barbara Bush had to say because Barbara Bush herself longstanding Republican conservative married to a former strong Republican and conservative, and Barbara Bush herself. Now, CBS News, Fox News, and others put it out there where Barbara Bush put out, I don't know how women can vote for Donald Trump. I don't have to really say anything else on that one. I just look at that particular statement. I would like to say for the record, as I look at maybe certain things, a lot of people are asking because they know I didn't support President Donald Trump when he ran. I just didn't. But I am conservative Republican. The only reason I didn't support him is because he didn't have the value system under our party's leadership that the party was founded on, from Abraham Lincoln's days to the fact that if you look at your history, those who wanted us to remain slaves, it was not the Republican Party at that time. It just didn't. So when you know history, I don't mind the party that I stand on. It's just you have certain crazy things that have happened recently. And a lot of people always say, well, where are the ones who are standing up or speaking? And I like when people ask me that because I can sit back and say, wait a second. Here's the thing. A lot of people have not paid attention to what's going on with conservatives. And even I will look at some of my people around me and say, for real? And so Joe Walsh, the conservative radio show host and former Republican lawmaker from Illinois, who rode the 2010 Tea Party wave to serve a term in Congress, he let people know that as a Republican, he is running challenging President Trump for the Republican nomination. As Mr. Walsh announced his candidacy, and I believe he talked to maybe this week's George Stephanopoulos, don't quote me, but I believe he did a couple of weeks ago. And it was interesting when Mr. Walsh said he admitted he had second thoughts about where, you know, Mr. Trump himself. Mr. Trump had figured out during the G7, and I believe President Trump said he had second thoughts about the ratcheting up or just pushing tariffs and threats against China and everything like that. But Mr. Walsh himself took the time to announce, look, we've got a guy in the White House who's unfit, completely unfit to be president, and it stuns me that nobody stepped up. Everyone in the Republican Party believes Mr. Trump isn't fit for the job. And the weird thing, it was very interesting because, you know, Mr. Walsh has said that, hey, many Republicans might share his belief that he's unfit to serve and this, that, and the other. Now, a lot of Republicans are consistently in the high 80s giving this man, the president, approval. There are a lot of them, though, that just look up there and say, wait a minute. And I like that he said that somebody has to step up, and why not him? And I do believe that Mr. Walsh himself has been definitely going out for major support. And he did tell people that we're tired of a president waking up every morning and tweeting ugly insults at ordinary Americans. We're tired of a president who is tweeting this country into a recession. I'm running because Donald Trump is not who we are. He's the worst of who we are. Now, for those people who look and say, well, I throw something back on you, before I might go back to the phone line and check with a couple of people who are still on there, and I appreciate you for being on there, but I want to throw this one out because for me, this is just going along with the 20-foot step ladder for the soapbox, but I have to ask, now, for my, you know, I will say liberal Democrats out there, will Nancy Pelosi do what most Democrats are asking? Go for impeachment? Will she still just sit back and say we need to strategize? Hey, if the impeachment fails, you can still try them later on for something. Or will she ignore most of her party completely, which I would think that's kind of like party treason if you know what your people are asking for. Because if you don't listen to your people as a majority, that's kind of Trump-like, isn't it, Nancy? I'm going to be nice. Maybe I'm seeing this wrong. Maybe I'm going after this in the wrong way. I might be. I'm going to go back to the people who are on the phone line. I'm going to go to 216-400, see if you're still with me. Might be watching Monday Night Raw Wrestling. But what do you think of the whole, I will say, Joe Walsh thing as a Republican? Do you see it as a smokescreen? Do you see it as necessary? Do you feel Democrats need to step up more? What are your thoughts? Yep, I can hear the Braun Strowman in the background. Hope they can still keep the titles. I'm going to go to 216-209. Hey, might be some Major League Baseball going over there. Either that or you might be about to tell me that make Trump the king of the United States. Forget running again. 216-209, would you like to step into this conversation?
Well, I can just add little footnotes, what I can do.
Okay.
I think it's
please,
funny.
Please.
I think it's funny that now Fox News embrace real reporting, and now he's upset with that. And I just think Trump would do better if he was a dictator somewhere else. So, since he wanted to buy Iceland, I say, pack him up, ship him to Iceland. You know, he didn't do well up there.
I got you. I got you. I'll agree with you for that. You know something? I like that very much. Feel free to hold the line. I appreciate you, brother, for always chiming in. I can tell you what I will do. I'll take the time and play something. Because the reason that I do this show isn't just for myself. The creator allowed it to be for you. This is Eastside. It's classic. Haven't just played it in a little while.
Life I chose. The air I breathe. The blood I bleed. I gave it all to you. Yo,
Yo, I gave it all to you. I did it all for you. I threw it all to you. Yo, but I just don't wanna give it up. I'm just trying to live, but I just don't wanna give it up.
You know, that was Team Takeover, Team New Life. You know, before I go out, you know, it was very interesting when I thought, you know, Presidential Supporter, I think Too Short produced this guy when he first started. Kid Rock, who was a heavier styled rapper when he first started. Song called Yodeling in the Valley when he first came out under Too Short, talking about, you know, hey, Yodeling in the Valley, like giving oral sex to women, which, hey, it's all right song for me. But the thing was, recently, you know, Kid Rock, Donald Trump, Presidential Supporter, for those who heard about it, he slammed Taylor Swift for being a Democrat, accused her of sleeping her way through Hollywood. And my thing is, you know, sometimes if you're going to accuse people, you should make sure that, I guess, Taylor Swift wants to be a Democrat because she wants to be in movies, period. It looks like she will suck the doorknob off Hollyweird to get there. Oldest move in the book, good luck, girl. Which I find is very interesting that Kid Rock, anytime you have to have somebody, you know, verbally attack a woman, protect the president, who's attack women, and a whole lot more. And I find it very interesting just because this is the same Kid Rock, three-month marriage, Pamela Anderson Lee of Baywatch in 2006, 12-month probation for Waffle House Brawl. Yeah, so for all of these people who watch the Waffle House Brawls on WorldStar, he was involved in one 2006 arrest for assaulting a Nashville DJ, paid $35,000 after scuffling with paparazzi, 2018 kicked off Nashville Christmas Parade, who said, love everybody except that Joy Behar beat from The View. They had a feud. You know, my 12-foot step ladder is, like I say, when Kid Rock has to protect the president, something is basically dead wrong. Can't forget about the hepatitis thing with Kid Rock. Anyway, I'm having fun right now because sometimes I look at people and their bad behavior causes me not to have the same bad behavior. But I will tell you one thing that I will do. Let me have my own bad behavior right now and end with one of my favorite songs just because, no lie, it's something that I really, really, really enjoy. I'm glad that Emax chose to remix that song for the CMHA project. Oh, by the way, coming soon on 150 different platforms where you can purchase it, the upcoming album from HJS Kilroy, it's called He's the Producer, I'm the MC. Yes, you know it, where it came from. It's based on the fact that I feel I've evolved from the whole platform or format of he's the DJ, I'm the rapper. There's nothing wrong with a rapper or a DJ. I think that album was cold anyway. Will Smith's Fresh Prince, one of the most under, I'll say, people just don't realize the great lyrical abilities that come from to Will Smith, period. So, but this particular song, going back to CMHA, is what I like. Big Legs. Talk to y'all later on. Yeah. Peace.
Hey, hey, yeah. Well, I'm in the club, in the club, in the club, looking for my brown skin, light skin.
Good night. See you at some activity.